Hey guys, my name is Rita B and welcome to my podcast, Faking Adulthood, where we talk all things about absolutely nothing because we don't know what we're doing. We don't know anything. Anyways, every week I'll be having a different co-host and we'll be talking about life and love and things and every single thing in between. Today, my co-host is Elizabeth, aka Mama Dinya. Woo! Yes! Oh, pop, pop, pop. Yeah, get it. Oh, okay. Okay. I like that. Thank Come on, you. Dancer.
Thank you.
Be like a dancer in your past life.
No, I wasn't.
Can you dance now?
No, I can't.
Really?
But it's okay, yeah, I have other talents.
Okay, no, do you know, it makes me really sad that I can't dance. Like, that's one thing that I absolutely do not know how to do.
Like at all?
It's so bad.
Like, I can, you know.
Nah.
No?
I can whine.
That's dancing.
Yeah, but it's like, no, the kids are not whining anymore. Do you know what I mean? When was the last time you went to a dance? Mm-hmm. And people were whining. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's that. Just not really a skill that it's like, you know.
But if it's for you, it's for you.
Yeah, but sometimes I want to be, you know, like when people go to dance, yeah, like yeah. I just have this like fantasy mm-hmm. of like being that person that's mm-hmm. in the center and everyone's like, hey, but I cannot do it to save my life.
That's like my worst nightmare. And you just brought like a horrible memory to me. Like, I remember there was one time at a wedding, there was a guy in the middle of the dance floor and he was freaking it down. Sweating from the roots of his hair to the soles of his feet. And I was looking at him like, what are you doing? And I remember recording him. This was when I first started TikTok. I posted him.
Yeah.
And the TikTok was going well.
Yeah.
I just get like 3 different emails from his family saying, can you take it down, please?
No.
I took it down ASAP because I was really scared. With my head, I'm like, when you go to the middle of the dance floor, anything can happen.
No, anything can happen. And I just like it now because there's all these cool dance moves. Mm. So like when I think about my wedding day, mm. I get really, like the thing that I'm dreading the most about my wedding day is dancing into the hall. Like left to me,
yeah.
You lot will dance for me. Yeah. Do you get it?
You can't
me and
that.
My husband will be in already. Oh. Yeah. We just arrive. And we're just there,
yeah.
And everyone else dances in. Like I can't dance in. Like and that's one reason why I haven't done the birthday party. I can't. Oh. I can't do that whole.
You can't do the whole
going in.
Welcome in, birthday girl.
And it's like do-do-do-do. And everyone's like, yeah. And there's all this coming in. It's like how many A's?
No,
how
I get
many
you.
Times?
I get you.
And because I can't dance, I feel like this fear comes from the original problem, which is I can't dance. So I feel like if I could dance,
you do my
maybe I wouldn't mind it. And I'll be happy with it. Do you know what I mean? But it's like, I've only got 2 moves.
Which is?
To the side, a little like, yay, and that's it.
You did more A than move.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. That's it. That's all I've got.
But if it's your wedding, you can do whatever you like. That's the way society is now.
If that was the case, I would want to rap freestyle. Like, I think that would actually be so cool. Me and my husband just do a rap battle. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
It's your wedding day, so...
That would be so cool. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it.
We're happy if you're happy. We're happy if you're happy. And that's the thing about wedding days. It's about you.
That would be... I just thought about that just now, off mm-hmm. the dome. Like, mm-hmm. that would be sick.
Think of something right now. Say like a 3-liner. What do they call it? A 3-bar.
I met my husband at the zoo. It was by accident because I went to the loo. And look at him. He's just so lame. I'm so grateful that he's my man.
That was really good. I didn't expect you to be that good.
Oh my gosh, guys. What are you trying? That was...
You said zoo, loo, lame, man?
Lang, man.
Lang, man.
I am so talented. This is so crazy. I was not expecting that.
I didn't expect that, to be honest.
That just
it wasn't
came
that
out.
Great, but it was.
No, that was. Are you joking? You can. You do it then. Done.
My name is Lizzie. I drank too many fizzy drinks. And I thought, let me think. My life is on a brink. I might have a drink.
That was absolutely not even close to what okay. I gave.
I think mine was better though.
It was absolutely
I said
not better.
Fizzy, drinks. I added like
your pause wasn't even like a rhythm pause.
Rappers do that, you know. They add dimension to their rap.
That wasn't no dimension. I tried.
Rappers do that.
Guys, if you are listening or you are watching, let us know what rap was better. Because I'm pretty sure that I could probably get in a rap battle with Kendrick Lamar right now for what I just delivered. Because you know what, right? That was off the dome. Like, I didn't even think, I didn't wake up today and think I'm going to rap.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. someone that just that's a performer, a natural performer. Do you know what I mean? That's a multi-dimensional performer. Because you didn't even know I could rap and you thought that you can challenge me on my show. That's what it was, low key.
Mm-hmm. You know what it is? I love your show because you've always shown me that there's a slight level of delusion within you. And I love delusional people.
Okay.
Because you're in your own world and we're just around.
Yeah. So what you're trying to tell me is that my rap didn't hit.
You said Kendrick Lamar.
What?
You're taking...
Kendrick, you just be doing... We cannot do...
You know what? I'm happy to live in your world.
Welcome to my world.
Thank you.
And welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. So I like to start my show with a complaint of the day, okay? Because for me, there's just so many things that I need to complain about and I just didn't have the platform. So I decided to give myself the platform and that is with Faking Adulthood. So I like to complain. I'll be honest, it was quite difficult for me to think of a complaint. I think I've been really busy, so I haven't been able to like... Things were happening, but I wasn't able to pin it each time. Do you know what I mean? So I found it difficult to really come up with a complaint. But if you've been listening to the show or watching the show for a while, you know that a lot of my complaints come from public transport and stuff like that, because that's my situation at the moment. I'm not driving, so I'm on public transport a lot. So my complaint of the day is very simple, and it's this. You get onto a train or you get onto a bus, you're looking for a seat. It's my basic human right to have a seat on the train. But now, someone has now decided within themselves, that not only is it their basic right to have a seat, but it's also the right of their bag or their jacket to also have a seat. And my thing is this, it's not my problem if you've gotten on the train on a bus and you're hot and now you've got this huge puffer jacket and now you need to take it off and you need to put it there. It's not my fault if you want to carry a bag bigger than your head and you want to bring it on the back and you want to now put it. All of these things is not my problem, okay?
Facts.
When you know people are entering, just be a human. Be a civil servant, You take your bag, you take your stuff and you move it.
Yeah.
But what's happening is that I'm having to come on, I'm looking around. Where can I sit? Yeah. I lock eyes with you now.
Yeah.
You look at me, I look at you, right?
Yeah.
Then I look down. You're not getting the instinct to...
Move your stuff.
So now I have to now do this. I have to say, oh, sorry, can I... Why am I apologising for this? Yeah. Why am I saying, oh, sorry, can I... Do you get it?
I get it.
I just think that it's... I just genuinely feel that as a society, we're losing recipes. People are doing their own thing. No one gives a heck. No one believes in rules anymore. It's an unwritten rule. And I don't like people who don't confine to unwritten. There's unwritten rules. Yeah, there's things, they're unwritten.
Yeah.
And some people just think, I don't care. It's not written in bold. So I'm just going to do my thing. So that is my complaint of the day. I shouldn't have to say, oh, sorry.
Move your stuff.
I shouldn't have to lock eyes with you for more than 5 seconds for you to realize I need somewhere to sit. Your bag doesn't need somewhere to sit. I might go as far to say that some kids don't need to sit, but that's another topic.
That's something else to
talk about. Something else. It's something else.
I hear it.
The kid can sit on a lap.
Facts.
But it's
facts.
But they're also little humans and they have their rights. So I allow it. And that's my complaint of the day.
I hear it.
Yeah.
I used to live that life when I was on a bus. I drive now.
Yeah.
So I have other issues, which is road rage. I get so angry on the road.
Really?
Yeah, I think I have issues.
Okay.
At one point, I wanted to buy like a this is a Christian family plaque on the car to like remind myself of where I'm coming from.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I can't.
Okay, you don't want to do that anymore.
No, because people are sick, and everyone tells me drive like you're the only sane person on the road. But I'm not sane.
You're not sane. You're just like them.
So we're all you're all mad. Insane.
You're all mad together.
And like, my biggest thing is just a lot of things that make me so angry when people are driving. Like, how dare you try and overtake me? Who do you think I am? Where do you think I come from?
Yeah, yeah. It's disrespectful.
Yeah, and my car, I named her.
What's her name?
Aduke. When Aduke. I call me, Amelia Ido.
Sorry, come again. What's the name of your car?
Aduke. Ola call me, Amelia, and then my last name, Ido.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a powerful name.
Exactly. So you don't overtake her anyhow. You see her, you respect me, and you respect her. So that's my complaint of the day, to stop overtaking me.
Okay.
And if you overtake me by chance, don't start letting everybody in front of you like a good Samaritan. I have somewhere to go. Driving makes me so angry.
I can. And the thing is, you've said it with such such calmness.
Yeah, because I'm working on my anger.
Yeah. It feels, you know, you decrease, even decrease the volume, please, be increasing in volume. But you decrease the volume.
Yeah.
You really said it stern. And that's the most dangerous kind of anger,
actually. Yeah.
Because the people who just shout anyhow, at least you know what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Yours is like a more, you know?
Calculated.
Yeah.
When I think my worst road rage, I followed him for a long time. I said, me and you are going to have words. I don't know what time. I don't know where. But I must speak with you.
Did you speak to him in the end?
What did you say? I got there and I saw like a child's car seat. So like any sane person should become like there's a child there.
Yeah.
But then I saw that the child seat was empty. So I was like, I'm free. Did it madness. Absolutely finished it. And you know what's so sad about it? 2 years, 3 years later, I thought about it and I was like, oh my gosh, I was the one in the wrong.
3-4 years later.
Because I was like, oh my gosh, now I think about it, now that I'm a better driver, I was the one in the wrong.
Wow. But
if he ever sees this, I'm really sorry.
Wow.
For chasing you for a long time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. But you know what's good? At least you're self-aware.
Yeah.
You know that you have this road rage situation. You've tried to work on it. Do you know what I mean?
I am currently working
You're currently working on it. You're going through it. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And you know, one thing about me, I respect a trier, you know. I respect someone that is, you know, is trying. So please continue to work on it.
Thank you.
Do you know what I mean? You know, it's not their fault all the time. You know, as you discovered, sometimes it's your fault.
That was a long time ago. But
you know,
sometimes my work.
But I'm like that though, you know. Like sometimes it takes me a long time to know when someone's actually offended me. That's my thing.
In what way?
So someone can do something to me or say something to me that is mad, right? Yeah. And for some reason, I won't see it as mad straight away. A lot of things that people say to me or do to me is when I tell my friends that they'll be like, what? That's mad. They'll be like, I will never talk to them again. I'm like, what do you mean? And then they'll break it down to me. I'm like, that person was actually being rude to me, but I didn't see it at the time. And like sometimes someone will say something in passing and it's cheeky. It's disrespectful. But for some reason, it just does not register in my brain.
Yeah.
But then one day I'll be chilling, minding my business, and something will happen. I mean, it happened to me before. Like, I was doing my makeup randomly, getting ready to go somewhere, and then boom. It's like I got a flashback. And I was like, what the hell? Why did she say that to me? How dare she? Like, and I'll get angry. And this could be a year later. Mm-hmm. It could be 2 years later. Doesn't matter. It will just come. Is that something will happen? And I'll just be like,
how dare you?
How dare you? And I'll just get, you know, really irritated. It's I don't know. It's really bizarre. I don't know why.
It is bizarre.
I think it's like taking slow to anger, but too far.
Too slow. It's a bit too slow.
Because then how do you address it?
If someone said to me, a year ago, shut up. By the time I hear shut up.
Yeah, I'd be like, let it go. It's over. But I don't want to let it go because now it's irritating me.
Sorry about that.
So now I got to talk about it. Do you know what I mean? Even though it's been...
a year. 365 days.
Yeah. That's perfect. It don't matter, man. we got to talk about it. It don't matter. And whilst I'm here, actually. Matter of fact, whilst I am here, guys. Do not keep me as a secret, okay? I don't want to be anyone's secret lover. Been there, done that, didn't like it, okay?
if you are enjoying this, if you are liking this, by faith, yeah, just hit subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Hit the like button. Do you know what I mean? Just know that in advance that you are going to enjoy this episode, okay? Tell a friend to tell a friend, okay?
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
I don't want to be a secret. If you're listening, show me how you're listening. Tag me. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be your secret lover, okay? I don't want to be an underground artist that you don't want to share. Share me. I'm here to be shared. Pause. But yeah, you get the drift, okay? Like, share, subscribe. Okay, back to the show. Just had to,
Let them know, yeah.
Let them know, definitely. Do you know what I mean? Okay, let's do some flash questions.
Okay.
So, what are your views, actually, on Romeo and Juliet?
As the play?
Yeah.
It's all right.
Do you know what the actual, like, story is, like, the timeline of it?
What, when they...
Start? The whole thing?
No.
I'm sorry, this is so random, right?
Yeah.
But, like... I randomly was reading up on Romeo and Juliet because it's just something that we all say, like, oh, Romeo and Juliet, oh, yeah, these love-struck teens, oh, girl, they kill themselves, blah, 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 right? Growing up, it was just such a, oh, love like Romeo and Juliet, mm-hmm. but not as much because I wouldn't really die for you, yeah. do you know what I mean? Yeah. But it was like, wow, these men really fell in love yeah. and they were so in love and they were from opposite families. Mm-hmm. And it's like, whoa, that's so, it's like me going out with someone from North London, do you know what I mean? It's yeah. just so intense, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I read it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, first of all, yeah, it was love at first sight, whatever. Like, they met. The whole thing was over 5 days. I said, 5 days?
5 days.
5 days.
And they killed themselves.
And they killed themselves, right? But do you know what is more sick about this? Yeah. What is actually sick about Romeo and Juliet, right? It's that, okay, this whole thing happened. So they met, yeah. right? They fell in love. It was like, whoa, love at first sight. Yeah. yeah. They then got married secretly the next day.
Yeah. The day after they met.
24 hours. Yeah. This is not giving lovebirds, okay? This is, anyways, after 24 hours, yeah, they get yeah. married, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Juliet was meant to get married to someone else, right? But yeah. she didn't want to marry him anymore, right? Because she'd met a new man, Romeo. She was meant to marry this Donnie called Paris or something. And she was like, I don't want Paris no more.
I want Romeo.
I want Romeo, right? Fine. Maybe he was good looking. Maybe he had mm-hmm. more jokes. Whatever the case is, she got with Romeo, right? Married him secretly. But she was still supposed to get married to this next Don, right? So then she then decides that, you know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
Because she knew that she couldn't get with Romeo because of the families. The families were yeah, beefing, yeah. all of that kind of stuff, right? She then decided, I'm going to pretend that I'm dead, yeah?
Yeah.
And then people will think I'm dead and then I can run away with Romeo and we can get married and live happily ever after, right? Here's the kicker. This girl didn't tell Romeo her plan.
Yeah, yeah.
So she decided to kill herself.
Yeah.
Pretend.
Mm-hmm.
Romeo found her.
Mm-hmm.
Was like, oh my days, the love of my life is dead. Yeah. He then killed himself for real. Mm-hmm. She then got up and then killed herself.
Yeah.
And that's the story. Mm. That is the worst love story I've ever heard in my life.
Now that you told me it's 5 days, it's the stupidest love story.
It's the worst love story. And it's the stupidest love story I've ever heard in my life. And I cannot believe that it's been portrayed as a beacon of hope for all this time. And I hope that I've destroyed that. For any teenagers, anyone watching that, it's just watching this. That is the most.
I don't think any teenagers. I think that's past now.
You don't think they read it anymore?
No, they don't read it anymore. No, no. I think if you go drama school really? And stuff, they'll make you. Everyone has to do Shakespeare. But what typical teenagers watching or listening or reading?
That's kind of sad.
It is sad, but. We move. Well, you just said it's a bag of poo.
It is a bag of poo. And why does Shakespeare write that?
You know, like, you have to look at it different ways then. Come on. Like, you have to look at the in-betweens. Like, how can you fall in love so much? Now we'll just say this is mental health issues.
I think it's a bit of a mental health issue. I think something was happening right there.
Yeah.
But to be fair, I could fall in love in a day, though.
I was going
to
say that you look like the type of person that falls in love very quickly.
I can fall in love in a day, I think.
In a day?
No. Do you know what?
A week. The fact that you're even going...
No, it's not falling in love.
You could...
But I think I could have a crush in a week. If I was talking to them every single day...
Yeah.
It won't be a full-fledged crush. It would be like a...
oh, God, what's happening here?
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, I know that feeling.
It's not like a, well, there yet, but it's like, I'm smiling at my phone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm kind of anticipating that he's going to message me. Is that kind of
I get you
feeling in a week. 2 weeks, you know, it's getting there, you know. I can maybe a month, you know.
Fall in love.
Not love, but like.
Do you know, it depends on the person, you know.
You think?
Yes. Different people will bring out different things in you.
Can you think you can fall in love in a week?
Not in a week, but I reckon that if someone was gonna like blow my mind, it could happen. You never know. You know, some people, that's why some guys will be telling women they can't marry them for 12 years. I can't get married. Move on to somebody else. They're engaged in a week.
It's so true, you know.
Did you hear about that girl that gave her kidney to her boyfriend? Then he broke up with her.
Oh.
He's gonna go meet his maker.
You take my kidney.
He's gonna go meet his maker.
And then you break up.
He got with someone else.
What? Are you joking me?
I'm being so serious. They were like, she literally gave.
How long did he wait? Do you know?
I have no clue, but I don't think it was the same day. He has to recover.
and then
he broke up with her. The thing is, if I ever give you my kidney, no matter how I behave, if I wake up in the morning, you're going to take it. If I give you my kidney, if I tell you to shut up, you shut up. If I tell you, wake up, you wake up. If I tell you, go to bed. So bear in mind, she's being nice like a normal girlfriend, and you have the audacity to break up with her with her kidney. That's fine.
That's crazy.
Leave my kidney.
That's crazy. I demand my kidney back.
If I give you my kidney and you want to break up with me, leave my kidney on the desk and go.
That is, I'm sorry.
I can't believe you've never heard of that. Yeah, it was a big story.
Like, it's such a tough thing because it's like, okay, if I'm giving you my kidney, I'm saying, like, this is something sacrificial that I'm doing.
That's for life.
So in a sense, someone would say that you shouldn't even care because you're just trying to be a good person. So your reward is in heaven. Do you know what I mean? So you're just doing a good thing. Your reward is in heaven. So if that person doesn't want to be with you anymore, like, it should be okay. I know that's what you're supposed to do.
No. Who said that?
I'm telling you, that's like, as a Christian, it's like, oh.
It never said, thou shalt give thy kidney F to anyone else F. For the person F to break up with me F. Never.
It's actually crazy to me. Yeah. That's bold. If my man gave me his kidney, that's my man for life, I guess.
I've got nowhere to go.
Where am I going? Because who else is going to give me that kind of gift?
Tattoos is fine, cover that up, all that kind of stuff. Kidney. You bought a house together, go to your solicitor, sort it out.
My kidney.
My flesh.
You know, that would really actually get to me because, you know, the idea of like my ex or someone I was with that's like the idea of him like sharing my jokes with his new partner. That gets me going. Do you know what I mean? Like, because how dare you? You know, him like sharing, you know, the restaurants that we went to and now she's telling her friends that, oh my God, he's so creative. Oh, he knows this place. And it's like places I gave, you know what I'm saying? Or like his new favorite show is like the show I got him on. Like he was watching rubbish before, but now I have brought him in. So like just little things like that, I'm like, how dare you?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I can't imagine that I've given you my kidney and that kidney has given you strength now. Do you know what I mean? Because for you to need that kidney is because, you know, that it was affecting your day to day.
Yeah.
Now you're strong. And with that strength, you've walked out on me and you've gone to find another woman. And now that this woman's going around saying that you're all strong. Oh, he's so strong. Oh, he's so this. Oh, we have so much fun. You're doing up rock climbing and you're doing all sorts of activities.
Just leave my kidney on the desk.
It's actually nuts.
It's mad. Because now she could possibly have issues because she only has one kidney now. I feel that's such a bold thing to do.
Sorry. Sorry. Sorry, it's your face.
Because because she gave her kidney. If my dad said to me, Liz, can I have your kidney? I'd be like,
Can we talk about this?
That's like, my dad.
And that's my dad. I'll probably have to give it to him now.
Like, okay, that's my dad.
Yeah. But
my boyfriend.
Yeah, I mean, for her to do that.
My dad can't walk out on me.
Yeah. I mean.
Well.
You know.
I'd hope not.
We'll hope not, but, you know. Yeah. They go and say they're getting milk and then they just don't return.
Never come back. I've heard of that story.
Yeah, so.
Sorry.
But yeah, those are my views on Romeo and Juliet.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Burn that down. Anyways. what's a moment this week that has made you realize that maybe you're not an adult?
So I'm not an adult, like mentally anyways. Like every day. My job is too serious. So like outside of work, I'm not that. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have a great example, yeah. So I live by myself now, right? Mm-hmm. I hate it there. Because I have a lot of bills, I've got a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to be an adult, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So time for rent came, which was the end of the month, every month, yeah. And I wanted to send my landlord his rent. Mm-hmm. And I was this close to sending him a voice note saying, help me! When I wanted to do that, I was like, Elizabeth, you're not an adult. Because I had the money to send. I don't want to anymore, please. I hate it here.
Yeah, I hate it here.
I was just like, this life is not cut out for me to be by myself.
Honestly.
So then I was like, yeah, I don't know. I've got maybe 8 months left. I think I might have to go back to my mommy. I can't do it anymore.
I hate it. Like,
I hate paying rent.
I'm like, sometimes I want to just message my landlord and be like, do you really need it this month? Like, be real.
Do you know what I mean?
Honestly, just be like, look, do you really need it? Because if you don't, allow it just for 1 month, please.
Dave is my landlord. Dave has several properties. 1 month, you don't need it, Dave. Me, I'm fighting for my life.
I'm fighting to get this.
I want to breathe.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's tough. It's really tough.
I'm gonna be, I'm gonna be a baby girl. I'll be a lot richer if I never had to pay. Well, that would be everyone, but.
Yeah, we didn't have to pay rent, honestly.
Rent is hell.
Yeah, it just hurts. Like, it just hurts. I just have to close my eyes and just.
Some things I pay and I'm like, oh, I'm happy I paid that. I feel fulfilled. I've never felt fulfilled paying rent.
Yeah, honestly.
I've never felt like, oh, yes.
Yeah, it just hurts.
I'm always like, man.
But then you feel good because you're like, wow, at least I've done it.
Never.
I feel like, okay, at least I was able to. Do you know what I mean?
No.
You're like, no. Mm-mm. Yeah, it's tough, you know. Like, the moment for me that made me feel like I'm not really an adult, it's just such a minor thing, but like direct debits, right? So.
Oh my gosh, thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Thank you for reminding me.
See?
Sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't like to leave money in my account, right? PTSD. Like, you know, of just. You know, you've forgotten a subscription or you've forgotten and you've only, you know, there was times like during a pandemic.
Yeah.
Do you get? Mm-hmm. Like I only had £10.99 for whatever reason. Yeah. And I'm thinking, all right, do you know what? This £10.99, let me use it to eat. You know what I'm saying? Let me go and buy KFC. Yeah, you know I'm saying? I'm thinking about a flaming wrap.
I love a flaming rat.
Then like a thief in the night, Apple will just come and just swipe your money.
Yeah.
And that money's just gone. And I said, you know what? No, it's not your fault. It's because the money was there. That's why you were able to do that.
Is that what you
So I've had too many. Yeah, even when I had a business, there'll be times like, you know, there'll be money and you're thinking, oh, I'm good. And then, phew, Eon, they're taking the money out of the account. You're like, oh, but Eon could wait. Do you know what I mean? Because you know with bills, I don't encourage it. But obviously with bills, like sometimes, you know, they'll try once and they'll try again in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can do with that 2 weeks buffer.
Exactly.
But it's my fault, Abby, because the money was there.
For you to take.
So I like to just put my money in pots. And then when the day comes, I will just transfer it to my account.
I've never thought of that.
So when I'm ready, I will pay. Do you get it? You guys are big corporations. Yeah. You can wait. So... The childish thing about this, though, is that you just forget.
Yeah.
You know? So even just today, Vodafone wanted to take money out. no problem. It's money that was, I've had the money, is there for you.
Yeah.
So I saw it. And what Monzo does is that they will try and take the payment. And if it's not there, they'll try again the same day at 2 o'clock. So I'll be like, oh, okay, no problem. Yeah, at least you've reminded me. So now I can transfer it. This morning I saw it. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it. I've got bare time. 2 o'clock comes, declined. I said, why? It's just childish. Do you know what I mean?
And the decline is always in red. Why
it's
always shouting?
In red. It's just like,
why are you
and now,
shouting?
Do you know what I mean? If you don't pay, it's all long, innit? Like when they now cut, you have to now be calling and, you know, wait, turning on and off your phone so that your connection, it's just.
I've never gotten that far.
It's just, it's childish. You just keep forgetting.
You said, cutting the phone, huh?
You keep forgetting. Like one, because you keep like, oh yeah, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. And then one day you try to call and they're like, your phone line has been restricted. Da, 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 da. Please make a payment. And I was like, oh, Rio, you've got the money. It's happened to me a couple of times. I'm sorry. I know it's childish, guys. Okay, yeah, we all do childish things.
That is actually a childish
you
one.
You lot are not better than me. You're not better than me. You're not better than me.
I'm not better than you.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, these things, it happens.
The best of us.
But it's childish. And these are the little things that make me feel like, are you even an adult? Because it doesn't make sense. You even got a warning. You could just transfer it. It's there. Yeah. But I just kept forgetting. So that was like a childish thing for me that I was like, Rita, grow up. Do you know what I mean? Are you prepared for doomsday?
What's that?
So there's this thing on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
And there's people who genuinely believe that a doomsday is coming where, like, not the end of the world, but kind of like the government's going to shut down. You're not going to have access to food, electricity. So a lot of these people, they've gotten solar power. They've gotten like all these like food in cans that last 25 plus years. Like, are you prepared for that?
That's not what my Bible didn't tell me that we'll be knowing when the doomsday comes.
But when it does come, would you be ready?
Yeah.
So what's
I won't have to pay rent anymore.
Okay, I'm paying rent. Do you have the means to survive if there was like a doomsday? If like tomorrow the world just stopped, like all the shops, everything's done, like do you have anything in your house that could like hold you?
Yeah, I've got turkey in the freezer.
Okay.
Chicken in the freezer. Butter, bagels, smoked salmon, broccoli.
That's quite good.
Two bars of Snickers. Lots of bottled water.
You're going to survive 5 days.
Yeah, okay. So what am I meant to do now?
You don't have any, like, you know.
Cans.
Canned food.
Nothing like that. Dry
food.
Indomie.
Do you know that Indomie expires?
Well, I eat it so much that I probably wouldn't get to the expiry date.
I nearly had that the other day. And I looked at the date. It had expired on the 1st of January.
I'm going to check my when I get home because I haven't had it in a long time.
Yeah, it actually expires.
But I come from a family where you eat it so often that you would never...
It'll never get to that stage, innit? Yeah.
Did you know makeup expires?
Makeup expires,
yeah. Yeah, everything.
What?
Like a year max, I heard, yeah. But I don't wear makeup enough, so I have to use it past that year. I'm really sorry. And I don't break out, so what's the issue?
A year. Do you know that perfume expires?
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Once you open it, it actually expires. And a way to know that it's expired is that it has like a bitter smell.
Oh.
Like it's like it's almost like an after smell. So you spray it, you can still imagine it's floral.
Yeah.
It will still smell floral, but there'll be like a twang to it.
I never knew that. Do you know what never expires?
What?
Never, ever, 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 ever expires.
What?
Honey.
Really?
Honey never expires.
What, even the ones in like the plastic?
Nothing. Doesn't expire. Your children's children can have it.
What? So I could just keep it for my children? That's a good doomsday thing.
Yeah. I have honey at home.
Yeah. I wouldn't even want to stick around for doomsday anyway.
Yeah, I want to just take me.
What am I sticking around for? They're like, yeah, they were like, oh, you know, a lot of celebrities, they were like a lot of billionaires, they're preparing for doomsday. So like, they're spending like millions. So apparently...
Who told them that though?
Well, apparently Mark Zuckerberg, yeah.
Said there's a doomsday.
Apparently he just bought a house that was like 200 something million. I don't know if this is true in it, but bring back spreading misinformation, yeah. So apparently, yeah, he bought a house that's like 200 something million and it's got a bunker, and a bunker essentially is like an underground house, essentially. Apparently, Beyonce and Jay-Z have also got an underground house.
That's not true.
And my thing is this, yeah, like, okay, if I was a billionaire, yeah.
Yeah.
And I heard a doomsday is coming. Like, what am I actually, do you know what I'm saying? Like, what am I staying about for? And I have to live in this bunker and live in this, like,
what
I don't.
What would you do?
What does the world look like? Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm just hanging about, just me and my family and this bunker, and we're just, and then we know, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's like this safe house, but then you know that everyone else around you isn't surviving. They don't have any food, they don't have any water, or, you know, I could just imagine,
so
like.
So what are you waiting for?
So what are you waiting for? Like, what are you actually preparing for? That's the bit that I'm like, doesn't really make any sense to me.
That's true. I hear that. What are you waiting for?
Yeah. And then the woman was like, you know, that's why we need to eat the rich. You know what I'm saying? Because they're prepared to just watch everyone else die around them whilst they survive. And I'm like, but what? Yeah, what are you surviving for, really? But then also, why are we eating the rich? There's just so much going on.
I've never heard of that, but I'm not really on, I don't really go on social media like that.
Wow. Yeah, I saw it. I was like, wow, this is, no, there's people who are preparing. Like, they have, I mean, this woman, her house looked like Asda's. And they were like, she was being accused of being a hoarder because they were like, you're like not allowing my kids to eat because you're taking, if you go, it's like.
Is this in America here?
America and here.
And here.
But more so America. You know Americans are insane. Yeah. So like they have like, this woman spent about $15,000.
On what?
On just everything that's needed to survive. They've got like solar power, like in case electricity goes out. Like it's a whole thing. Yeah. Doomsday. Yeah, search it. So you're a nurse.
And a midwife.
And a midwife. What's the difference?
So nursing is you can look after anyone, anyone that's unwell. Midwifery is you look after pregnant women only alone. And you look after them and you help them birth their babies.
Wow.
So I did nursing first.
And then you then decided?
Yeah, I was fighting a lot with the other nurses.
You were fighting a lot?
Yeah, they're dumbasses. A lot of them. But then I was just like, I remember I was saying this yesterday. I was like, my mom just said to me, Elizabeth, go a whole week. Don't argue with anyone. Because if everyone's arguing with you, it means you're the problem. And I was like, true.
Yeah.
So I went to work. I was really calm for everyone and more that day. I went back home. I was like, I don't care who's the problem. I'm not having it.
What kind of fights were you getting in?
Not fights.
Like what kind of arguments?
Arguments with nurses.
Yeah.
Anyone that's a nurse, yeah, knows that nurses aren't all there. Mm. Like we look after so many sick people that they kind of become sick. So you're not going to, so a lot of nurses were trying me. And I'm like, before I was a nurse, I was Nigerian. That's it. I had nothing else to say. Before I was a nurse, I was Nigerian.
Yeah. And do you know what? As a Nigerian, I completely understand what that means.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, because.
That's it.
There's nothing else. So it's like they want to try you, but before a nurse, you were Nigerian.
Yeah.
So you can't be tried.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like built with, I'm so resilient. I will never back down.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then I was just like, maybe nursing is not for me. And then I went to study midwifery and I kid you not, I'm much calmer. It takes a lot to annoy me. I hate conflict now. I don't know, maybe when you're in the space that you're meant to be and you're actually doing what you love to do, I'm just not as angry.
Yeah.
When I was a nurse, I was like, what'd you say? Good morning. What'd you say about my mom? I'm joking, but nurses are, oh my gosh, like every nurse that would watch this would relate. Nurses aren't, like a lot of nurses aren't nice people.
Which is so weird to me. Because in my mind,
yeah,
if I didn't hear about this, like I've heard this before that nurses are like, they say that nurses are like the mean girls. Mean girls at school become nurses.
Bro.
But I'm just like, nurses for me are meant to be like sweet and like caring. You know what I'm saying? Like you're a nurse. You know, I'm sick, so like you're just sweet and kind and just warm. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would imagine a nurse to be. So it's so shocking, like when I hear people are like, oh, nurses aren't nice.
Nurses are at it. Like there's bickering, there's bitching.
Wow.
There's like nursing is a whole, if I start talking about it, I will tell you stories for days about how we go back and forth. Like, yeah, you nurses tell each other that in your life, never ever talk to me like that. And I'm just like, guys, is anyone going to check on room 10? The gentleman in room 10?
Wow!
No, but yeah. So we're then, human beings.
Of course.
There's a specific type of people that go for nursing and it's sad. Yeah. Just like, you're meant to be caring and loving.
Yeah.
But you find bitterness really sometimes.
That's really interesting, you know. It's so funny you said that we're all human, because that's one thing I find difficult when it comes to certain jobs.
Okay.
So I go to therapy, yeah. Right? I don't want to know that my therapist is human.
I get you, because
Do you get what I mean? I'm coming to you about my life.
Yeah.
I need you to help me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fix me. I don't want to look at you and you look like you also need fixing.
Yeah.
Because now we're both, it's like I'm talking to my friend. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I want to know that you're not human. I know you're human.
Yeah.
But in my mind, I want to feel like you're not. That's why you can help me, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So like when I see like therapists like online, for example, and they'll be like mocking, like they'll be doing like fake scenario, examples like, oh yeah, my client da 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 da, but it's not their client.
Yeah, but it's
their client. I'm like, ooh.
So you lot are human.
That could be me you're talking about. Yeah. Low key. Do you know what I mean? Even though I know it's not me, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, you're laughing. You're human. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It's such a weird, because obviously, of course, your therapist is human. But because like when you get in a seat, mm-hmm. you don't even get to ask them how they are.
Yeah.
It's like, how are you?
Yeah.
And you just talk. And they don't have, you don't know about their lives. Well, I don't anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't ask about, I don't know their lives. I don't know if they're married, they're not married, they have kids, they don't have kids. I don't know anything. Do you know what I mean? So it's just so weird. I'm like, you are human though. But I don't know anything about it, so.
True. Nurses are humans.
I'm just going to pretend that you're not human. And even like when I think about doctors and stuff, I'm like, they're actually human. Like superhuman. Y'all are superhuman. Like, you know, it's superhuman, but it's still like humans. But it's like crazy to me because I'm like, wow, like every day you're dealing with lives.
Yeah. I think nurses and doctors are really good at being professional and then switching it off.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I remember I was sitting next to a doctor one time and she was like, we cannot have that patient. We do not take gynecology. Like just saying that we don't take these kind of patients. We don't have this kind of, and she was going back and forth very professionally.
Mm-hmm.
She put the phone down. She's like, am I a dickhead? I was looking at her like, you're not a dickhead.
Queen, you're not.
I was like, you're not a dickhead.
You're not a dickhead.
We just know how to be very professional.
Yeah.
Like, I can look after a patient very well. They could be stressing me out, but they never need to know that.
Mm.
I can rant to myself, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're humans.
Wow.
We're very human.
And you bring humans into the world.
Oh, as a midwife, yeah.
That's...
I did that like, let me say, 6 hours ago before I came to me.
Yeah, that's what you were saying to me. Is there like a way, like a position to like... to be in, yeah, when you're giving birth, to like make it less painful?
For some people, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So some people, like if they lie on their back, the pain is worse. Whereas some people, if they go on all fours, like on their knees. So they say, yeah, the best positions to birth your babies, the best position to be in labor are the positions that got you into that situation. So all the nice sex positions are the nice labor positions.
Is it? Yeah.
So look at you thinking like, oh. Yeah. And like like more women deliver at night. So they say they make them at night, they birth them at night.
Wow. Who would have thought?
So that's a little fun fact.
That is so fascinating. Wow. The positions that got you there are the positions that...
that will help you get out of that.
Wow. And 6 hours. So how long was the labor that you were just delivered?
She was very quick. She came in. She delivered within half an hour. And that was her first baby. She was really good. Mm.
Amen. I received that.
But you know how long it can be?
How long can it be?
Just guess. How long can someone roughly be in labor for?
I think like 36 hours.
You can actually be in labor for like a week.
Are you joking me?
You can be in labor for a week, to be honest. There's active labor, there's like pre-labor.
So you can be having contractions
for like a whole week.
God. This is just a lot.
But you can do it.
Yeah, I know you're saying it, and the voice, you know, the way you're saying it, it just sounds so competent.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're like, you can do it, though.
You can do it.
You know, you'd be in labor for a whole week.
No, you might not necessarily. I doubt it. But, like, you never know. But if you did, you'd have good support, and you can do it.
Wow. I'm just, when I think about pregnancy, mm-hmm. I'm just like, how? Like, in my brain.
So a man and a woman.
They come together. And then, what I really mean is, how? How? I'm just like, it just comes out.
What, the baby?
Yeah, I'm just like, where's it? It's just, the body is just so fascinating.
The body is absolutely amazing.
And I'm just like, how? Because I'm looking at myself now and I'm like, okay, I'm just gallivanting around, do you know what I mean? You know, my stomach's fairly flat or whatever. And it's just like, now this is just going to expand and there's going to be room for this little human to grow. Mm-hmm. And then the little human's going to be like, oh, I want to come out now. So now it has to like come out. Mm-hmm. And then they've got like two passageways, do you know what I mean? Obviously, C-section and then out of my vagina.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where are you going?
Well, do you want the baby to stay inside?
Like, why is it that passageway?
Yeah, like, if you could vomit out kids, that would be good.
That might be like longer.
But it's not going to be like in that intimate area.
Yeah, it's just very, very, it's just very just interesting.
I had an email one time. And this lady was like stressed out. She was 32 weeks. That's like 5 weeks away from being. Wow. And she was like, what do I do? What do I do? I'm scared, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like reading this email at 1 a.m. in the morning. I'm like, damn. I don't know. I'll pass out.
She didn't know.
She had no clue to 32 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. She had no clue. I said to her, first of all, you need to go and book that pregnancy.
Is this common?
It's not common, really. It's actually quite rare.
This is so scary, you know? Yeah. Just walking around gallivanting. Do you know what I mean? Like, still having sex. Well, apparently, you can still have sex while you're pregnant, though, to be fair.
You should have sex while you're pregnant.
Really? Mm. But then I heard that, like, if you were to have sex while you're pregnant, mm-hmm. can you still get pregnant? Like, I know this sounds so dumb.
Apparently, if a woman has two uteruses, she can get pregnant again. But that is so rare. Just if you're pregnant, have sex as much as you can. And if you can't, like, get your nipples stimulated and things like that. There's other stuff apart from...
Well, what's the actual reason as to why you encourage the sex during the pregnancy?
Relationship. You're in a relationship. Like, that's a big part of it.
Yeah. It's like, a big gap.
That's just the most basic part.
Yeah.
And I always tell women the most natural way to induce your labors. So, you know, like, women are like, I don't want to be pregnant anymore. I don't want to be pregnant anymore. I want to give birth. Sex. Even the what's in semen is what we give them to induce them in the beginning.
Wow.
So have sex or like let him do something and just as long as he ejaculates inside you, it's really good.
Wow, because I was gonna ask, like, when you're having sex, should it be protected?
Him ejaculate inside. You're already pregnant.
I mean, what else could happen?
What else could happen?
Oh wow, I feel so cheeky talking about this stuff. I feel like a child.
What, talking about sex?
Ooh, it's like gross.
You know, people still, I don't know, I think it's a British thing. I love talking about sex. Mm-hmm. Sex. I love it. Talk about it all the time because I feel like the less people talk about it, the more nonsense and the less educated people
are. Yeah.
And
it's
the
true.
More stupid things that they do, it is sex. Like, I've had a pregnant woman and I said to her, because she was bleeding a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes that happens if it's rough sex.
Yeah.
So I said to her, oh, did you have sex? And she's like, oh, no. And her boyfriend was like, come on, why are you lying? We did it after church. And I'm like, I didn't need to know it was after church. I was like, I didn't need to know it was after church. But I was like to her, you are not a virgin.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. You're with a child. You're pregnant. Clearly not
so
a virgin.
So why are you so nervous? But I feel like, what is the thing with British people and not, and being so like conservative?
There's
like,
a lot. I think that there's a lot. Because I think there's different categories. I think like Oyinbo people, I don't know, maybe they're a bit more, they talk about it a little bit more. I mean, I have no issue talking about it, but I think there's just different layers, right? So being Nigerian.
True.
Number one. Mm-hmm. Where is it that you're talking about it, first of all?
That's aunties, number one. Aunties shout at me all the time, actually.
Do you know what I mean? So you've got being Nigerian, and then you add religion on top of it.
Yeah.
Okay. So the combination of your being, you're Nigerian,
you're
Christian Nigerian. Where are you talking about it? Do you know what I mean? Like, I just think the way church has spoken about it so much. I don't know what it's like now, but I just remember growing up, the way it was like, spoken about was just very like, only when you're married, you know, marriage, marriage. And then, you know, I remember hearing someone, a sermon once, oh, if you have it before you're married, you know, it's like you're wearing a white garment and every time you have sex, that garment becomes dirty. And it's like, I understand what you're trying to say, but then I don't think they're understanding like the mental part of what they're saying. Do you know what I mean? Because now, if every time someone, okay, fine, they're having sex, it's not the end of the world. Do you know what I mean? It's not the end of the world.
How whether do or not you protect themselves?
Do you know what I mean? But how now let's have that conversation about if you are doing it, these are the things that you can do to actually protect yourself and da 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 da. But also not making it out like it's just, it can be fun, it can be this, it can be, do you know what I mean? And just, your kids is going to find out somewhere else.
Yeah.
So it's either you talk to them or someone else is going to talk to them. But it's going to be spoken about. Do you know what I mean? Like, for you to live in this world and be delusional and feel like it's not going to be spoken about, it's insane. But then my thing is, you go through years not speaking about it. You go through years thinking it's a little bit gross and da 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 and seeing it as your duty. And now you get married finally. Do they think that the button just switches and suddenly, you I'm a freak, let's get, you're still gonna be that person that's very like, you know, I've heard of married couples like that have spent their whole time like just, you know, being very, you know, funny about it. I've heard them get, I've heard them get married and still feel guilty.
Wow.
Yeah, and still feel, you know, and actually not really want to do it that much and just still feel away about it. Because imagine like years of conditioning of seeing it in a certain way. You're not allowed. You're going to get in trouble. If you do it, you're going to get in trouble. Suddenly, okay, you're allowed to do it now. You're not just going to, you're still going to be a bit like, can I? Oh, this is weird. Oh, guilty. I've heard of women like actually being upset like after they've done it because they're like, oh my God, it's like you finally done it. It's become their identity. It's really deep. So I think that's what makes it a bit, do you know what I mean? But I'm all for it, you know? To talk about it and be normal about
it. For talking about it.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and just normalize. There's so many things that people think is weird or like gross, and it's just so normal.
It's so normal.
So if you talk about it with your friends, you're like, oh, okay, I get that. That makes sense. Do you know what I mean?
I get exactly what you mean. Yeah. I'm a big advocate for always talking about those kind of things and just breaking that stigma, because it just takes helping one person or somebody that really couldn't speak about something or struggling. And then they can be like, oh, you know what? I don't know what to do in this situation. So I'm happy to be. I remember one auntie was like, why are you always online talking about vaginas, talking about sex, talking about. Because I want to. I love it.
Like,
it's my job. I get easy because I'm like, okay, fine, it's my job. I can find
exactly.
But you always on it.
You can find a way to like talk about it because like, oh, because I'm a midwife. Yeah, sorry. I'm gonna talk about this. But yeah, if I couldn't be on, I mean, I wouldn't anyway. Even talking about it here, I'm just like, ugh, don't want to get in trouble. Sorry. My mom and dad. Oh,
okay. My parents, yeah, they've had it with me. They're just like, do your thing.
But I feel like they get to that stage though. And I love when they get to that stage where like, they're just like, look, I've done what I can do with you.
Yeah.
Now, live your life.
Me and my family, me and my parents are like friends now.
Yeah,
me and my mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We are buddies.
Yeah. I love it.
I love her so much.
Oh, shout out to Auntie, man.
I love her, obsessed.
Honestly, that's the same with my parents. I feel like now it's just like, we're paddy.
Yeah.
But my mum likes to remind me though, like if I do something, if I'm a bit rude or cheeky, she will now switch it and remind me that she's the mum.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But apart from that, we'll just be chatting, banter, and all of that. Because
they can switch
up
real quick.
Ah. They switch up so quick, and I'm like, whoa.
I'm like, somebody cannot play with
someone
you again.
Someone can't play with you again? You can't make a joke again? Like, no. We cannot make any jokes. Oh, I love that, though. The way your face just lit up, it's like you seem really close with her.
I was not close with my mom, And I feel like a lot of Nigerian or African children go through that stage of not necessarily being so close and then becoming really close. So I wasn't really close to my mom when I was much younger. I became my mom's best friend when I left the house. and I went to uni.
I've heard that.
I needed that space.
Yeah.
And I remember one time, like, my student, like, my uni people were like, oh, you're always on the phone. You got a man. I was like, my man's my mom. Like, I'm always on the phone to my mom.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like that distance was needed.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when we're on each other's necks,
it's too much.
Help! But now, she's legit. My mom is legit, like, I love her.
Aww.
And I say it so confidently. I am obsessed with my mom.
Aww.
My mom, she gives me joy. She, you know, like, you know, you look at someone, you're just like, you are amazing. She loves me so well. She cares for me so well. Mm. My mom is perfect in my eyes. Like, she's so perfect. And I'm so grateful for her. So when I look back, I'm just like, oh, all that time we're fighting. I wish I was wiser.
Yeah.
I could have had more positive times. But I can't wait to look after her.
Mm.
I can't wait to love her. Even though, even if it could be half of the way she loved me, yeah, she would be so happy.
Mm.
But I love my mom so much. And my dad, though. I love my dad. Funny enough, my mom and dad are opposites. Mm-hmm. Like, cause my mom's very, and my dad's very.
Yeah.
But I have amazing parents. I cannot lie to you. And it's so nice, refreshing as well. Like, especially as a Nigerian, to have parents that can look after you, talk to you, be there for you, but they're your friends.
Yeah.
My dad is my friend.
Yeah.
He's my guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My mom is my babe.
Yeah.
I'm so blessed in that sense.
Yeah.
And now I can express myself so, like, freely.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm creative because they gave me that space to be creative.
Exactly.
They didn't put me in one tiny box.
Exactly.
I said to my dad, I want to be a singer. Do you know what he did? Mm. He went to a theatre school and signed me up.
That's like my dad. Yeah. That's like my dad.
I was like,
yeah,
my until dad they kicked me out. But that's... Yeah. A story for another day. Because I said to my singing teacher, how come you're teaching us how to sing and you can't sing? This is my dad. You think this is normal school that's for free? My dad was like, you think this is the normal one that you can disrespect your teachers and you go back to school? I'm paying for this. Yeah, I got kicked out. But she couldn't sing. She could not sing. It was horrific.
But why did you feel the need to tell her?
It has to be said. You know, I came from Nigeria. I was born in Nigeria. So when I first came, I was so blunt.
Mm.
So I said to her that, how come you are teaching us how to sing and you cannot sing?
That's why you got kicked up. But I love that because I feel like my parents also like just were so, so supportive. Mm. And I just think, having parents that just give you the room to just explore different things, to try things, to fail at things, is such a blessing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, because of course, like, they're strict and they're only strict because they want you to do well, right? They don't want you to go through any pain and go through you failing at things and things not working out. Yeah. But my dad took me to drama school every weekend from when I was like, I guess I was like 11, 12. I went to drama school in Bromley.
Yeah.
I think they're still around. Shout out DMB drama school. Is that the one that kicked you out of?
That's the one that kicked me out. No. DMB.
Yeah.
Donna and Bonnie.
Yeah.
They kicked me out, yeah.
Wow.
That's what a small that world.
That is weird. That is so Donna weird.
And I kid you not, so are they still around?
I think they're still around.
But the thing that used to stress me out, is Donna would come to me and say, Donna's not very happy with you. And I said to her, is there a reason why Donna's saying Donna? Why are we speaking in third person? And I found that so they hate. I was out in no time.
Wow.
That's so crazy.
I went there. That is crazy. What a small world.
What a small, small world.
Every weekend, man, my dad would drop me there. Every weekend, I was there. Yeah, and...
You did dancing, acting,
and singing. Yeah. Tap dancing that I was terrible at because I just can't dance.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And then we did like a showcase at Catford Theatre. Well, you didn't make it.
Okay.
Because you were kicked out.
Well, first of all, okay, let's take a couple steps back.
No, but I'm sure you weren't in the showcase.
That's fine. And I didn't need to be because I joined a community choir in Greenwich. Yeah.
Okay.
And when we went to perform, we went there and then we saw Donna and Bonnie. Family, and we were like, "What? We're performing at the same places."
So we got there in the end.
So I don't need to be on showcase. I was in the Greenwich Community Choir, and they did so well.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, well done. I performed Robbie Williams' song.
Huh?
Robbie Williams.
Okay.
It was fantastic. In Greenwich, and not, no, Catford Theatre. Still there, Broadway Theatre. Mm-hmm. And it was just so good. And like, the only thing is that I may have exaggerated what my role was in that show when I told my parents.
Well, you're a tree.
So my parents were really excited to see me in the show.
Yeah.
They were telling everyone. They sat there. I go on stage. I do my bit and I come off. And my parents were sitting waiting for me to come back. And they were like, oh, is that it? And till this day, they're like, you used to just exaggerate the roles. Because I would just be so excited
to be in there.
Something. Do you know what I mean? So I would just be like, yeah, and I'm going to be doing this. I'm going to be doing that. And my parents would be like, ah, okay, if you say so. Mm. And I was doing that for a long time, actually, until it became real. And then I started actually getting like good roles. And it was
I love that. Do you act? You know?
Yeah, so I haven't acted for a minute.
Same.
Do you know what I mean? But I was doing all right, you know, like especially before the pandemic, doing really cool theatre shows, like Donmar Theatre and like really nice, you know. Did like Doctors, Easter, you know, like the classic guest leads, you know, when you're like the patient's kid or you're the patient.
Yeah.
And this is deep dramatic stories. I did a few of those. It's just weird because I never thought I could do anything else other than acting. So it was really, it's really weird to like discover like all of these other things that you can also do. That. But I came up in a time where it was like, if you're acting, that's the only thing that you do. And if you can do anything else, then you don't really want to be an actor.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You feel like that.
Yeah. And it was like very, and you know, you have to like come from a tough background. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And you're a waitress and you're this. I mean, I did do a bit of that, but my parents, to be honest, they really funded a lot of my, you know, my classes. I went to New York for a bit as well, studied acting there.
What?
My parents like partly funded that as well, mostly funded that. I got a scholarship, but it wasn't enough to cover
the whole thing.
Yeah, man. So my parents really supported the artsy part of my life. Do you know what I mean? Like, even if I wasn't good, I mean, they thought I was fantastic. Do you know what I mean?
Loved that.
They supported it and they continue. They watch this podcast every week. Do you know what I mean? It's like their routine. And every day, my mom will show me a video and she'll be like, okay, look, we're watching again. Da-da-da-da. They love it. My dad said it makes him relax. So that's why he enjoys watching it. And when family comes over, he's like, you know, she's come, not got everyone, come and watch. Mm-hmm. So they're super supportive. And I know that, like, I'm really blessed in that sense where, like, because they don't even know what this industry means. Do you know what I mean? Like, imagine, like, you're not knowing. How does your child make it in this industry?
They just know you're
happy. What's acting? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How do you make it from that? You spent so much money, you know, trying to make your child an actor, and your acting child comes home saying, oh, I didn't get the job again. I didn't get the job again. I didn't get the job again. Do you know what I mean? It's like so much disappointment, and they want to save you from it, but then you're the child that just has this passion for it. You know what I'm saying? It's really, I think it's a lot, you know, but they love it, man. My dad loves seeing, like, the first time he saw his name in credits, he took a picture. He loves that stuff, man. He's like, ah, look at my last name with the BBC. That's what he said the first time when he saw it. He's like,
wow.
He said, who would have known?
My chest.
He was like, who would have known that my name would be with the BBC? You know, the Nigerians love BBC. Yeah.
They love BBC.
Why do they love the BBC so much?
It just seems like a big deal.
They love the BBC. So that for him is just like, my name. You know what I mean? He's like, my name has entered places that I would have never imagined. Which is so nice.
I'm so happy that we have amazing parents.
I know, I'm all emotional thinking about it. I'm just like, you know, yeah.
It's nice.
But yeah, it's definitely a blessing. We've like, I don't even know, where are we? I don't even know where we are. We've just been gisting. Like, everybody's like,
Oh, I love that. No, that gives me, it makes my heart warm. I love him. People that have amazing relationships with their parents. It's refreshing to hear.
Yeah, it is refreshing for sure. So I guess I could just get into, who is Elizabeth? Do you know what I mean? Like, who, like, what are the ingredients that make you who you are? Yeah, definitely. You're like, let me
testing
check.
One, testing two. Like, what do you say? What makes me like? Who am I?
Who? What are the ingredients that you know? I mean, I asked myself. I did a solo episode last week.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
And I asked myself that question. Well, someone actually asked me, and I answered that question. And oddly enough, I was really upset with myself that I didn't answer it. I answered it with what I do, which a lot of us do, you know? Yeah. Like, when we say who we are, it's linked to what we do.
Yeah.
But actually, I'm asking, like, who are you? Like, so we take away what your job is, you know, the social media, all of that stuff. Like, who is Elizabeth? Who is Elizabeth? Like, what are the ingredients that make who you are? Do you know what I mean? I make up the wonderful woman sitting in front of me.
Oh, I'm shy. So I'm a hustler. Mm-hmm. I feel like that makes up pretty much me. My mind doesn't like stay in one place. Mm-hmm. And it's good that you mentioned about not mentioning what you do, because if you'd not said that, I'd have been like, I'm a midwife, I'm a nurse, I'm a this. I don't know, I just feel like I'm someone that just aspires to have a legacy. Mm. I'm really big on name and having a good name. Mm-hmm. Not to make it into like a sermon, but the Bible is so big on having a good name. And how that's even better than riches and all mm-hmm, sorts. Mm-hmm. So I'm big on having a good name. And I love when, like, I want you to hear my name and it represents something good. Mm. Or it brings you some level of peace. Or even if it's, like, you laughing, it's like, oh, that's that funny girl. I just want it to always have a positive, feeling for people. Like, they should have mm-hmm. something positive when they hear my name.
I love that.
So that's what I'm really big on and I'm really key on. And that surrounds a lot around my job.
Yeah, of course.
Around midwifery. And I'm so grateful that I'm a midwife. Mm. People are like, oh my gosh, you're something. I want you to be my... I feel privileged, really, that I'm able to do that and able to not lose my personality. Mm-hmm. So I was already writing my personal statement on drama. Mm-hmm. My drama teachers called my dad for a meeting to tell him to not allow me to be a midwife. Because they were so, I still talk to her now. Mm. She was like, Elizabeth is a brilliant actress. She can't just drop it.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'll do midwifery. So now I'm so grateful for content. Because now I can find a balance of showing my dramatic side.
Yeah.
And I'm still teaching you about vaginas.
Wow.
I'm still teaching you how to push out a baby. Mm-hmm. So I haven't really lost myself in that sense.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I feel like if you said, who am I? I'm just somebody that aspires to... Yeah, leave something good.
I love that. That's just so wholesome.
Really? Thank you. I'm shy.
No, it's so wholesome. And like, you know, the vibe that I get from you is like someone that's like very, you know, warm as well and really kind. Do you know what I mean? And I just think, you know, just aside from like, you know, you obviously bring little humans into this world, which is just a blessing within itself. But then you obviously have the classes that you do as well, which is obviously like encouraging women to prepare for labor. And that's something you're doing on your own time as well. And I just think that's just amazing, because I just feel like, I don't know if we have, like have that. Like, I just think as a Black woman as well, like, I think it is scary. Like, we joke about it, but I do think obviously, as we know, like there's just so many things that we don't get heard and stuff like that. So pregnancy can feel even scarier.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Definitely. So I feel like it's really nice to have you teaching women, like, okay, this is normal.
Yeah.
This is what you should expect.
Yeah.
These are the positions you should be in, and don't stop having sex. Like, keep it going. Keep it, you know, do you know what I mean? Like, I just think it's like nice. It's great representation. And like, I love what you said about the name as well, your name to represent good, because there are some names. You hear it.
Do you know what Mama Dinya means?
No, and that's actually what I was going to ask you. What does it mean?
It was an accident. The name was an accident. I chose it by accident, but in Swahili, which I didn't know when I chose the name, Mama means mother and Dinya means to fuck. Yeah, so it's queen of fucking. Which, if you think about it, is still very on brand. Because... I only look after women who have essentially fucked. I like the name. I trademarked it already.
Okay.
And it's going to stay, and it stays forever. But yeah.
So, you know, thank you for that, actually.
You're so welcome.
Because... I just would have never thought.
I would have never thought until all the Kenyans were in my DMs. Do you know what your name means? I was like, what does it mean?
I was like, wait, how did you find the name?
So I heard someone say Mama Denier.
Yeah.
And my nickname is Mama from young. And I was like, Mama Denier, that sounds good.
Yeah.
But when I put it on Instagram, I spelt it wrong. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't Mama Denier. I spelled Mama Dinya instead. Oh. It was an accident. It was just because I can't spell.
Wow.
And it was just a coincidence that it means queen of...
Wow. That's so poetic.
Thank you. I love it.
Yeah.
I love the name, you know.
That's a fantastic name.
Thanks.
Wow. Well, wow. You know, it's not often that I don't have words.
I'm happy that I was able to do that.
Yeah, I feel like you've done that a few times. And you made me a bit. I'm like, huh? I don't have words. Mm. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
That is a great name.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, wow.
And one thing I would like to say, actually, because I said I really want to say this on this pod.
Yeah.
So I was saying to myself, like, at one point, I was just like, everyone says get a niche. And I feel like what I do online is a niche, mm-hmm. because not everyone does it.
Right.
But sometimes back in the day, I used to get really jealous of other content creators. Mm. I used to look at all you guys when you go on your brand trips and stuff. And I'm like, I love this. I would love to go on a brand trip, mm-hmm. and all the PR stuff. Like, and I see you guys get like lots of skincare. You guys go to New York. You guys go to other countries like spas. And I just get lots of breast pumps. I have a lot of breast pumps in my house. Nipple shields. Period pads, like disposable pants, the things, you know, like, I forgot what they call it, but to clean your vagina after you've had a baby. I have lots of those stuff, but I don't have lip balm. I don't have the eye patches.
Oh, the topical eye patches. Yeah.
And sometimes I'm looking, I'm like, but then I just remember that Lizzie, this is a niche.
You are the queen of fucking.
Well, I want to change it to the queen of teaching women who fuck. That's what I am. The queen of teaching women who have, at one point in their life, fucked. Yeah. But yeah, I'm happy. Like, you know when you...
You're just like, you know what? Balance. It'll be nice, yeah. You know?
So if you go on your next trip, you get some, me along.
Yeah. Just get some PR stuff. I don't get a lot of trips, though. To be fair, but I do get quite a few goodies, you know. We got to find a way to get you involved. It's true.
Yeah. Do you want a breast pump?
Do I need that now? It's for future.
Well, I've tried it before because I would never promote what I've never used, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
So this is just to help get the
milk, right? Mm. To pump the milk. So I was testing it. Nothing obviously comes out.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
I would
yeah.
hope not anyways.
Yeah, because that would be kind of scary.
Yeah, I think I would scream.
Yeah.
But I was just like, let me see if it hurts or anything like that.
Does it hurt?
No, it felt... Okay.
But it might hurt though
I wanted to just test it out because they had different sizes and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is good stuff. I have loads of pumps. If you ever need a breast pump,
I've got you. That's good to know. You know, I will
or
be...
nipple shields.
What's the nipple shields for?
Like to protect your nipples. You know when the baby's sucking. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
when the time comes.
When the time comes, I'll be messaging you like, hey, breast you pump. Got those breast pumps that you mentioned?
I will have.
On my pod.
Yes.
Many years ago, a few years ago, a couple years ago.
I'll have one for you.
Yeah, children. Soon. Mm. By God's grace, I think.
Amen.
Yeah, by God's grace. But it's not something I think about now.
Yeah, I don't even think about that now.
Do you know what I mean? It's not something I think about. Sorry, Mom.
Sorry, Mommy.
Yeah, because she's going to be like, you need to be, what do you mean? But yeah, God's timing, when the time is right. Do you know what I mean? But that just is... It's just scary. As I mentioned, it's just so scary. Every time I think about it, I'm just like, But that's what made me start working out though.
Ooh, that's good.
Because I just thought, I know that when that time comes, I'm too lazy to pick up that habit once I've brought a child into the world.
So just get into it now.
If it's a habit now, mm-hmm. then at least it's part of who I am.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So that's me trying to just... I guess I'm a bit controlling, so I always try to figure out, like, how do I
navigate
get ahead of things? So I'm like, all right, cool. Let me get ahead of it. So when it does happen, I'm prepared somewhat.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's a thing that you said that to do, like labor,
to stretch it. That's before labor, like at home, like your partner or yourself, you could do it. And you just stretch it so that it reduces the chances of tearing for a lot of women.
So I'm thinking, do I start that now?
Well, if you start that now, we're going to call it masturbation. If you start it now, you're masturbating. But I mean, sure.
Fair. Because I'm just like, you know,
you want to navigate things that far ahead?
Yeah, because I'm like, the idea of tearing, tearing?
Yeah.
Tearing petrifies me. Like, one of my best friends, she had a child and she said that the birth was light. She didn't even mind the birth. She said that she could do the birth again. The stitching, she said that is something that she could never do again in her life. She said the pain from that was way worse than...
A lot of women say that. So that's suturing why... is more painful than the birth.
Yeah. So I'm like, if... Because when I saw you saying just do this, I said, oh, if I could start that now, then at least it's used to being stretched, right?
No.
No. Okay.
There's better ways to say you want to touch yourself. I didn't know what kind of show I was coming on. Where am I?
Next question. The way you looked at me, you said, no. What's the most random video that someone's been like offended by, that you're like, oh, I've just done this video and it's fine, and it's gone viral, and then people, because I recently the jokes haven't been landing from my show. Do you know what I mean?
I think I saw one when people were complaining about the one that you mentioned, and they were saying about God or something, and I saw that the one. Comments about that.
The joke didn't land. The Christians, they really came to drag
me. But the Christian community,
I'd never want to be in touch with them again. Like, leave me alone, guys. Like,
it
leave me alone.
It was harsh. They can be harsh.
I said, I'm converted. They said, convert again. They said, convert again. They said,
try again. They said, reboot.
Yeah, they said, reboot. They said, whatever converting that you did, no. Yeah,
go again.
Go again. Try like, again next they time. Were dragging. And I was like, ah, what did I say? Someone can't joke again. Even when my mom saw the video, mom said that it was funny. She was like, yeah, I hear it, man. It's true. I thought, ha ha, Kiki. They said, no. They said, ain't shit funny. Don't make this joke again.
That's fine.
I said, fine. No problem. I made a joke about lateness. They said, you don't have accountability. You are putting accountability on your friends. In fact, I feel sorry for your friends. They've just been attacking me. I said, ah. How many people can I reply to? I think I replied to like 10 comments. That's the most I can
do. You can't kill yourself.
I mean? You can't. Yeah. But it's so surprising because I'm like, but I guess when it's people who already know you or they're familiar with you, they get it. But then when it starts to like broaden out, it's people that don't know you. Yeah. So for them, they're seeing you for the first time. Yes. They don't know what you're about.
I have a rule that I tell myself here is that once a video hits a certain amount of 1,000 views, I have to welcome other perspectives because it's gone past my people.
Yeah.
So when my video does really well, I'm like, I'm expecting it. So I did a video recently and all I wrote, I kid you not, it was just videos of me and different women, black women, all enjoying ourselves, pregnant women. And I said, POV, creating a safe space for black women, black pregnant women. Cutest video, if I say so myself.
That's always beautiful.
Thank you. I got battered. What? I was losing followers. I said, you know what? This is it's so sad to say, I had to think about it, and I was like to myself, and I said this honestly, and I'm just going to say it. Openly supporting black women isn't actually great for business. Like, I deeped it, right? Because when it came to like antenatal classes, a lot of the women that come to my classes are white, are black, they're from everywhere, right? And I said to myself, business-wise, making money-wise, openly supporting black women, openly supporting women that look like me isn't good for business. But ethically, I'd be a bastard if I didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
So me just mentioning that, oh yeah, I'm creating a safe space for black women, I was losing followers.
Wow.
My followers were dropping, by the way. They were saying to me, well done for bringing back segregation. What happened to white women? If a white woman said this, this would never stand. This is disgusting. I had to do another video responding, and I never respond to like these comments anymore.
Yeah.
And I told them, like, because I was just thinking, what's the professional way to say this? I don't give a heck.
I don't give a heck.
Give a heck. You know how close I was to saying that free class for only black women? I was fuming.
Wow.
Because I said to myself, the people that unfollowed me, I'm so grateful. Mm-hmm. But I said to myself, what part of me looked like I welcome people like you?
Yeah. T. Yeah.
What part of me said I welcome racists?
Yeah.
I was like, is it the forehead? Is it the hair?
Is it
my chest? Is it my...
Like, yeah.
I was I was losing followers for literally saying that I support black women. I want to help black women in labor. And the first thing people would say is, what about white women? What about shut the hell up? What about take a seat?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about mind your own business?
Yeah.
Someone was like, can I still come? I'm white. And I literally had to say, I don't have a melanin detector. All I said is I'm creating a safe space for black women. And if you're white and you're uncomfortable with a safe space for black women, get the hell out.
It's just so bizarre.
I was like, what's it got to do with you?
What's it got to do with you?
It's not, it's like, I'm saying, what's the time? And you're saying it's sunny. That's not the time. That's not the time. That is not the time. You just told me it's sunny.
That's not the time.
And I wish I could see the people that unfollowed me to say, you are mad.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, listen, it's so sad. Because I know for a fact that there would have been women that wanted to book the class that didn't book. And black people aren't the majority.
Yeah, yeah,
so it's easier for me to not mention issues. Yeah, yeah. But ethically,
it's not right, yeah. And that comes back to, like, who you are. Because really and truly, some people be like, okay, well, F your ethics, actually. Yeah, I don't give money. I don't care. It's about, I want to make money. Like, there's no like, small print description that says that you have to care. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're living in a world where so many people do not care. Do you know what I mean? They're focused on themselves. They don't give a heck. Do you know what I mean? So you saying, like, because it's something that's in your heart and you're like, no, I want to support black women. I want to help black women. I don't understand how me saying I want to support black women is a threat to you that's not black.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You should even feel better like, oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Of course. I want to be in this kind of environment. Yeah. But instead, you're taking offense.
Even the ones that didn't take offense were like, oh, I don't want to intrude on this space. I'm like, give me
a break, please.
That's the one video I did not think was going to get me so riled up. Because I was just like, what? From where to where?
Yeah, I feel like there's like a deep guilt deep down. Do you know what I mean? You know, like when you feel, sometimes when you feel guilty about something, you don't know it's guilt, so you become defensive.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But they have to sit down and ask themselves, why did this make me upset?
Yeah.
What about this video actually offended me?
Did you see the
video? A black woman saying that she wants to create a safe space for other black women. And that's got you... Like, you have to sit with yourself and ask yourself, why did that get me angry?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I do that a lot for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Like, there's certain things that might annoy me.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, sometimes it's very irrational.
Yeah.
So I have to sit down and ask myself. Okay, Rita, why are you annoyed about this? Like, what's the actual, like, where is this actually stemming from? And you'd be so surprised at the things that you discover about yourself. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm very self-aware. Sometimes it's stemming from jealousy.
Yeah.
There's a jealousy in you that's brewing a little bit. Do you know what I mean? So now it's making you act and you're like, oh, that's why I feel like this.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to deal with this because clearly there's something that I want. That I'm not getting.
Yeah.
So now that I've seen this other person have it, it's making me behave like this. Do you know what I mean? And that's what more people should do. But as usual, they don't do it.
They're not accountable.
They're not accountable. Like they were saying to me for making a joke. They said I'm not accountable online. But you know what I've learned? It is what it is.
I'm so accountable. Sometimes I'll tell myself, you're a hypocrite, man.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, Liz, no, you're a hypocrite. Because if someone else does something, I'm ready.
Mm.
But then I'm like, you do the exact same thing.
Yeah. And sometimes that's what gets you angry, though.
Yeah, because I'm like,
it's a mirror.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's a mirror.
Because you see yourself in that person.
You see yourself in that person. So then you get, you feel, it's like this discomfort that you feel. Like, sometimes when I see myself in other people, I get irritated by them. Do you know what I mean? And I just feel, and it's because I'm seeing my behavior, and the thing is, a lot of that time, it's behavior I don't like about myself, mind you. So it's not like I'm not aware I have it, but I don't like it about myself.
Yeah.
But I see someone do it, and then it irritates me.
It's a similarity.
And I'm harsh on them, and I'm like, rah. Like,
because it's you, right?
How are you being so harsh on this person when you know that you do the exact same thing? Yeah. Like, you do it all the time.
That was me, when I saw Beyonce the other day. And I saw her beauty, and I was getting angry. Because I said to myself, like, at the end of the day, it's because you're so beautiful, Elizabeth, and you're getting angry.
Do you get it?
So I told her, get out of my face.
I don't want to see this again. I don't want to see this again.
Vanish.
Mute. In fact, mute. I don't want to see this. Because
I told Jaycee, get behind her. Both of you. And I walked home, and I was so angry. Why is it my beauty so much that it's overwhelming?
It's overwhelming.
I called her later, though. I said to her, I'm so sorry. Let me take you out for dinner.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, when you're free, because I get so busy.
You know, what I like about you is that See, your delusion also matches my delusion.
All right.
But the difference is that you whisper it. So you, it makes it seem like what you're saying is not what you're saying. Mm. But I want you to know that I see you.
Do you feel me there?
I feel you. And the thing is, your madness and my madness is the same kind of madness.
Just different levels.
It's just different levels, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that too, actually. I think it feels comforting.
Thank you.
I hope, like, those of you who are watching and listening, I hope that you feel safe, that this is, like, a safe space. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's what this feels like. It feels like a safe space of...
I can be myself, you can be yourself.
Exactly.
I'm like, not going to judge you, you're not going to judge me.
I'm not, exactly. Do you know what I mean? Like, the madness and the madness is just, you know, it's very nice. Do you know what I mean? It's very, very, you know...
Encouraging.
It's very encouraging and comforting. Do you know what I mean?
Thank you, my love.
I was going to ask before, like, if you wasn't a midwife, what would you be? But I know it's acting.
Yeah.
Would you, like, go
back open to the acting? Door, close the door. I am so confused. Lost. Mary, Mary, quite contrary. Thank you, man. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
That was breathtaking.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It's so weird to me because as you did that performance, right, it felt like the emotions that you conveyed in that short amount of time, it's something that it blew me away.
Oh, so I'm getting teary.
Wow, the emotions.
For so many years I've been trying.
Yeah.
Working on that piece. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
No. Do you know what? It's okay. Because see the tears that I'm seeing now, that's what I saw in that short. That
when I said, open the door.
You know, actually, it's when you did the thing with the chest. See that? It felt like a pain of a woman that is 70 years old.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this
that's
is a woman.
I was trying to convey Doris.
It's a woman with history.
Mm.
A woman that has been through a lot. She's seen a lot. She's battled a lot. You know, she's had to fight for her rights, but she's also had to fight for her husband. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I saw. Wow, this is a powerful performance.
Right you now. Literally took the words out of my mouth and it just goes to show that I am going to get back into acting.
You should.
And it goes to show that all I've done isn't for nothing.
No, it's not for nothing. That was.
And I'm so grateful and I feel like everything happens for a reason, so I'm so happy you called me onto the show.
I feel so honoured that you have chosen...
I'm sorry.
You have chosen my show to...
Take your time, please. Take your time, take your time.
That you've chosen this show to show me this performance.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I think too. Should I try that or next time?
You know, I just think
that... Sorry. Bye. I'm going to try again later.
No, you know what? I just think you've given enough. Get me out here, man.
Yeah. I'm happy.
You can cry in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
My older brother, I used to use that to get him in trouble. Just years of practice.
Because I can cry.
Yeah.
But you, what? You got there in like 5 seconds. I blinked and you were crying. Wow.
Thanks.
That is like... What? I've met my match beyond. Because I can cry, but it takes, I have to like really...
Think about it.
Yeah. Some days like it can come a little bit easier.
Yeah. I think, you know, I practice, yeah, with the crying. And sometimes if the tears don't come, you just have to work on it with your voice.
Yeah, yeah, the voice gets you there.
So like, I'm like, so one thing I'm always going to say is that I love women. And the saddest thing about women is that I will continuously love them and I will tears aren't there, but I will use the voice to
Wow. Oh, clapping now. I realise I didn't clap before we started the show.
Rolling.
Damn. Sorry. That was fantastic.
Thank you so much, my love.
Wow. But do you know what? Yeah, I think we're just gonna get to the... We're gonna wrap it up. Because we've just been gisting.
I hope you've enjoyed the gisting.
I've enjoyed the gisting. Have you enjoyed the gisting?
I've loved the gisting. Yeah. I got really comfortable quite quickly.
Yeah.
Only because we're speaking. Yeah. This is our first time meeting.
Yeah. It's actually our first time meeting.
This is our first time
meeting. That's crazy. That's actually crazy.
I love my delusional friend.
Are you as adult as you think you are?
I'm not.
Okay. Well, we're going to ask a few questions. Yeah. And we're going to see.
How adult?
Yeah. Okay. A cat enters your house out of nowhere.
God forbid. God forbid.
How do you get rid of it?
I'm going to scream, first of all.
Okay.
Blood of Jesus. I'm joking. I'll scream. I'll call someone to help me.
Okay.
And get the cat out of my house.
Okay.
But when I come back in, I'm going to get the house sanctified with holy water. And then I'll be able to rest. Because why did it enter my house? It's not welcome there. This is not a cat house. I'm a dog lover. That my dog lover. Yeah, I love dogs, yeah.
Okay.
Is that a very adult?
Yeah, I mean, you could just also call the animal. So, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
No, that's YMCA.
Yeah. YMCA. Yeah, you call them and they can come.
Yeah, that's true. I'll
collect
the
cat. Yeah. If I mean, sometimes a cat will just leave anyway, naturally.
It doesn't get to just leave when it wants. What the heck? Why doesn't it come around every day if it wants?
But some cats will do that. They just feel safe.
They can feel safe outside of my house.
Do you know currently where all of your socks are?
Why does that make me an adult?
So you don't know where they are?
That's not what I said.
Okay, so
why does not know my socks?
Because as an adult, you should just know where your socks are. A lot of people just go around and they're leaving their house. It's like, oh no, where's my socks?
I know they're in my house.
But where?
In my house.
Do you have a specific place for them?
Yeah, the house.
But you don't have a spot in the house where your socks are?
The house spot.
Okay.
That doesn't make me an adult. I disagree with that question.
It's my question. So.
Okay, well, I disagree with it.
Well, make your own questions.
I'll think about it now.
Do you know what I mean? Make your own. When you make your own adult quiz, then you can do your quiz and then you can decide. But as for my quiz,
I'm feeling a lot of animosity.
Yeah, I'm just, you know. Do you have life insurance?
No, I don't have life insurance. Okay. Sorry, no. Because they trick you on those websites. And the promo, they say £2 something, then they say a day.
Wait, what?
£2 something.
Oh, yeah.
By the time you calculate it,
it's like £8 a month.
My life is secure by the power of Lord Jesus Christ. My life is secure. Is it Billy from one random firm in Canary Wharf that's going to insure my life? Impossible. I'm paying him £50 for nothing.
You get to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone has been stealing your lunch. How do you deal with this? And you know they're stealing it. You haven't caught them.
Yeah.
But you know they are.
Thank you so much. There's this medicine called Orsala, something like that. It's a weight loss pill, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is it stops you from taking a third of the fat from the food, but then it makes you like you're going to be pooing. And the poo looks like palm oil, right? You're meant to take one in a meal. I put five. Because then they can't control themselves. Then they start pooing on themselves. Then do you know how I'll know who stole my food? I'll see palm oil stain on their bum. I'll be like, it was you, Ricky. I thought about it.
Has this happened to you before?
Someone ate my food before, yes. That's why I have that well thought out plan. I put five in there, squeezed it, and then they're going to poo on themselves. And hopefully before the end of the shift.
You know who took it. Do you know how insane it is to be going and getting someone's food?
Do you know how insane it is to put it in the microwave? Bring it out, realise it's not that warm. Put it back in, stir it. Bring it back out and sit down and eat it.
It's so bold.
It's, you're insane. Do you want to know what food that they took from me?
What food was it?
Yam porridge. Wow. Do you know what yam porridge is? Yam porridge asaro. Is. Do you know the effort that goes into making asaro?
No.
The person ate it. It's not a sandwich that you could be like, oh my gosh, this is the wrong tuna sandwich. Asaro? I remember I was so angry. I said, may their belly never know peace. May their digestive system never ever know peace.
That is a prayer point. May their stomach never know peace. Wow. Asaro, you know. Crazy. That's crazy. Okay, so that's how you would, that's not really the adult way.
What's the adult way to do
it? It would be to confront them. Do you know what I mean? With words. Or leave a note on the fridge and be like, hey, whoever's stealing my food, stop it. I don't like it.
Who is a thief that will go to the fridge and be like, oh my gosh, no, they said no, I shouldn't do it. I'm not going to do it. What kind of terrible, terrible thief is that?
So that's what, you know, I mean, what you decided to do is a bit, you know.
Drastic.
A little bit drastic, but... You know, it's okay. That's why we're here. It's fine. Yes. Do you know what Wealthify is?
A what?
Wealthify.
Wealthify.
It's like a company. You heard of
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. To increase your wealth?
No.
Okay.
It's for your pensions.
Same thing.
And essentially, it's like bringing all of your pensions into one place.
To make sure you're wealthy.
Well, that you have money when you need it, I guess. Wealthify. But you didn't know about it.
Yeah, but as soon as you said it...
Do you have a pension? You must do.
Yes, NHS.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to opt out though.
Really? Why?
I need the money now, I think. And the way life's going, I really hope I'm doing something else before I'm 65 or 85 or whatever.
You're
time.
Like, give me the money now, actually.
I need the money now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to opt out.
Yeah, you're not an adult.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you said it, but I mean, according to my test, you are like, yeah.
I don't want to be an adult.
It's just on vibes, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But because I'm still nice, I still have a little gift for you.
Oh, you bought me a gift.
Just a little. It's nothing major. Do you know what I mean? I just give everyone a chewing gum. Because every adult should always have this in their bag. And do you find that you go to an event, you go somewhere, and people are like, oh, do you have gum? Do you have gum? Do you have gum? Elizabeth does.
Makes me an adult.
Elizabeth has gum. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I thought you were trying to tell me something.
No, I'm not trying to tell you anything. You want to eat it now?
Yes, please.
I'm not trying to tell you anything.
No, but I love okay. Them.
There you go. Wow. There you have it. Making people happy all around the world with my gifts.
Next time, can I have something a bit better?
The eye patches.
Yes, please.
The eye patches, the topical eye patches.
And a trip to New York.
Trip to New York. Me too. I want a trip to New York. Both of us will be asking for trips to New York. Okay, guys, we have come to the end of the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Elizabeth. You are something.
Thank you. You are something too.
You're really something. Yeah. Delulu together. And I love it. Delulu friends. Thank you guys for watching and listening to another episode of Faking Adulthood. Shout out to my co-host, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much
for being here. Honestly, I had the best time. Guys, my friend has been getting on to me about the fact that I don't thank my listeners. So I want to give a special thank you to everyone who has listened to this episode. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys are holding me down, okay? You're listening and I'm very, very appreciative. Guys, please... Don't forget to share, subscribe, like, leave a comment, tell a friend to tell a friend. I don't want to be your secret lover, okay? So tell a friend, okay? And you guys know the vibes, right? If you did not like this episode, right, because you didn't like my co-host, don't use that as a reason to not come back because she's not going to be here next week. Do you get it? She's not going to be here. So if you didn't like her, that's completely fine. We have someone new next week. So make sure you come back and you enjoy. And guys, I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Bye.